Sports.
Good morning, I'm Chris Parks with a check of the latest in sports here on KJN. Sports brought to you by McAtee Tire and Service Center at 2nd and Poplar in Atlantic. See them for all of your automotive needs. Good
year! Fall is here, and along with cooler temperatures, it's bringing great rewards thanks to the return of the Take the Money and Ride event from Cooper Tires. For a limited time, you can receive up to a $100 Cooper Tire prepaid card when you buy a new set of 4 qualifying tires. And these aren't just any old pieces of rubber. They're great Cooper tires that include the high-performance Cooper Xeon RS3, the long-lasting Cooper CS5 Grand Touring, and the rugged Cooper AT3, and many more. Now that you know you can claim a reward of up to $100 during the Take the Money and Ride event, there's no reason to wait. Stop in today and discover why smart drivers have been counting on Cooper for great tires made by people passionate about performance since we opened our doors in 1914. For more information on great Cooper tires, or to find great Cooper tires at a location near you, stop by McAtee Tire at 100 West 2nd Street in Atlantic today. Serious freedom.
Taking a look at high school sports from last night's action in high school volleyball. It was a Hawkeye 10 play, Creston beating Atlantic 3-0, and it was Kemper Catholic, a 3-1 winner over Shenandoah, and Lewis Central swept Creston 3-0. In Western Iowa Conference play, it was Missouri Valley, a 3-0 sweep over Griswold. Trainer beat Riverside 3-0. It was Tri-Center with a 3-0 sweep over IKM Manning. And Underwood also a 3-0 sweep over Audubon. In Rolling Valley Conference play, it was Cam 3-0 over West Harrison. Coon Rapids Baird was a 3-1 winner over Arweva. In Pride of Iowa Conference play, Central Decatur 3-0 over Martinsdale St. Mary's. Lennox swept by Bedford 3-0. It was Mount Air over Nottoway Valley 3-0. And Southwest Valley was a 3-1 winner over East Union. In corner conference action, it was East Mills 3-0 over South Page, Sydney a 3-0 sweep over Clarinda Academy, and over Heartland Christian. And in West Central Activities Conference play, it was Woodward Granger 3-0 over ACGC, Van Meter 3-0 over Panorama. And in other scores, it was ADM over Winterset 3-0, and Carroll was a 3-0 winner over Perry in high school volleyball last night. Also in high school girls swimming, a last home meet of the season for the Atlantic girls swimming team, and they took a couple of wins in a triangular as they beat Carroll 138-122, and they were 143-114 winners over Spencer, and Carroll topped Spencer 139-124 also at that triangular there at the YMCA. Also last night, runners were scheduled to go at the Denison Cross Country Meet, a number of teams that were scheduled to participate there, but the course too wet from heavy rains over the past few days, and they had to cancel that event last night. Moving on to Major League Baseball, Tommy Pham and Randall Grichuk homered and drove in 2 runs each, and the St. Louis Cardinals denied the Chicago Cubs a chance at climbing the NL Central with an 8-7 victory on Tuesday night. Matt Carpenter and Jed Jerko also homered for St. Louis, which remains 2.5 games behind the second wildcard spot. Zach Duke got the win with 1 2/3 innings of scoreless relief. Juan Nicasio earned his 5th save. The Cubs were seeking to clinch the Central Division with either a win or a Milwaukee loss against Cincinnati, but the Brewers beat the Reds 7-6. Cardinals right-hander Carlos Martinez allowed 3 runs, 2 earned, and 4 hits in 4 1/3 innings. Cubs right-hander Jake Arrieta allowed 5 runs, 3 earned, and 6 hits in 3 innings, his second shortest outing of the season. Other National League scores included Atlanta beating the Mets 9-2 in the first game, Washington 3-1 over Philadelphia, then the Mets turned it around on Atlanta 3-2, and actually we'll get some other scores there for you here a little bit later on. Jason Vargas tied for the Major League lead with his 18th victory, lifting the Royals over the struggling Detroit Tigers 2-1 as well last night. It was Vargas going 6 innings to match Cleveland's Corey Kluber and the Dodgers' Clayton Kershaw for most wins in the majors. He gave up a run and 5 hits, in inducing ground ball double plays in the 2nd, 4th, and 5th innings. In his first 2 starts against Detroit, Vargas was 0-2 while allowing 13 runs, including 4 home runs in 4 2/3 innings. Vargas had Tommy John surgery in 2015 and only made 3 starts last year, but he's now the first Royals pitcher to win 18 games since Kevin Apier in 1993. The Tigers have lost 8 straight and dropped to 4-21 in September. Anibal Sanchez was the allowed 2 runs in 6 innings, and Mike Minor got his 3rd save. Other Major League Baseball scores from last night's action. Let's get you some of those correct ones. Yankees were 6-1 winners over Tampa Bay. It was Philadelphia 4-1 over Washington. Pittsburgh 10-1 over Baltimore. Minnesota beat Cleveland 8-6. It was Toronto 9-4 over Boston. The Mets beat Atlanta 4-3. It was Milwaukee, as we mentioned, over Cincinnati 7-6. Houston beat Texas 14-3. The Angels over the White Sox 9-3. It was Colorado beating Miami 6-0. Arizona 11-4 over San Francisco. Seattle 6-3 over Oakland. And the Dodgers beat San Diego 9-2. In other sporting notes, federal prosecutors have announced charges of fraud and corruption in college basketball, including against four assistant basketball coaches from Arizona, Auburn, Southern Cal, and Oklahoma State. Prosecutors also say at least three top high school basketball players were promised payments of as much as $150,000 to attend Louisville and Miami, two colleges that were sponsored by Adidas. The director of global sports marketing for Adidas is among those charged. Dwayne Wade is about to reunite with LeBron James. A person familiar with the situation says Wade has decided to sign with the Cleveland Cavaliers. The 12-time All-Star teamed with James to win a pair of NBA titles during their four seasons together with the Miami Heat. Wade cannot clear waivers until 5 p.m. here today, the time when his buyout by the Chicago Bulls will be completed. Phoenix Suns forward T.J. Warren has signed a four-year, $50 million contract extension after averaging career highs of 14.4 points and 5.1 rebounds over 66 games last year. Warren was the 17th overall pick in the 2014 draft after earning ACC Player of the Year honors while at NC State. Two people familiar with the decision say the Dolphins have lifted their suspension of linebacker Lawrence Timmons after 1 week, making him eligible to play Sunday against the Saints. He was suspended indefinitely after he went AWOL the day before the Dolphins' season-opening win at the LA Chargers. Timmons signed a two-year, $12 million deal in March after 10 seasons with the Pittsburgh Steelers. That's a look at the latest in sports here for you on KJAN. Sports brought to you this morning by McAtee Tire and Service Center, your Goodyear dealer in Atlantic. I'm Chris Parks, KJAN Sports.